Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very, very excited about him. I was a little bit confused that he wasn't considered one of the top guys. Watching Florida State play, I mean, the guy's been unbelievable the last couple years. So that sort of surprised me. I love the fact that Josh Allen wanted him so badly. And let's not forget that the Bills really thrived down the stretch without using Stephon Diggs that much.
Ross Tucker. Everybody wants to make a point about eight games, and nobody wants to make a point about the 49 games before it. Hey, it's good by me. Turning a page.
Well, I trust Matt Harmon when he said he took a step back down the field.
Okay.
And if that's true, like my whole takeaway is Brady's probably the number one reason why Diggs took a step back, the types of routes he was running, but I also want to believe that NFL teams saw it.
Did he take a step back downfield in week eight?
No, what I'm saying is he did for the whole season, but teams didn't pick up on it until halfway through the year.
Until Joe Brady became the offensive coordinator?
Could have just been a coincidence.
Could. 49 games of elite production, eight games with a new coordinator. I mean, do they even need him?
But Harmon said, like, the success rates for different routes, like, did not change. Like, they were the same all year round, which I guess would also point to Brady, right?
Yeah.
But it could be one of the two. It could be both, right? It could be the way Brady was using him. It was easier to, I don't know, just pay attention to Diggs. I mean, if he was only running shorter routes because it's all Brady had him running, that's kind of the same result, I guess, at the end of it.
It's just
either
not,
way.
It's not a very far leap for me from, like, it's fine, he's gone, but it's just, to me, the wrong takeaway.
Yeah.
It continues to be the wrong takeaway. It's not that far from, I mean, what was the Leafs' record in the series when Matthews didn't play? Like, having good players is good, and having bad players is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you win games without a good player. Sometimes, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes went to the Stanley Cup Final without Eric Cole in their lineup. Was he bad? Was he good?
Well, nice. This leads me to more of a Brady point and a Brady worry. Like, my biggest worry about Joe Brady right now might be, why didn't you know how to use Stephon Diggs?
Well,
why did you try to use him like he's Curtis Samuel, right? Like, I've been making that point that I think Samuel fits because all those types of shorter routes and screens and the yards after catch type of things that they were trying to get Diggs involved in at the end of last year, that's going to go to Curtis Samuel, who is better at all of that than Stephon Diggs. But the deeper question should be, why did Joe Brady think Stephon Diggs was going to be able to do all that?
Well, because it's his offense. He's going to do what he's going to do.
But it wasn't working.
No, not
he
to,
was
well, the offense was working. That part of it wasn't.
Wide receivers that had more than 50 targets in the second half of last year, he was the worst receiver in football.
Yeah.
How did you make Diggs the least efficient wide receiver in football?
Well, I guess that would be my point. Rather than just assume you didn't need him, I'd have that more of a mark against the coordinator. But again, not every coordinator and player is going to fit and going to work well. 803-0550. Malik Nabers chooses number 9.
I like that. Seems like a fast number. Right?
Yeah.
Nine's a good number.
Can you think, my brain immediately went to, what receiver has ever worn number 9? And the name I came with, you probably won't even remember. But I got one guy, and I searched to make sure I was right about it. And he wore 9 in college. That's David Boston.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
David Boston was an Ohio State receiver who went to Arizona. And he was kind of like DK Metcalf before DK Metcalf because he was mostly known for being a bodybuilder.
Okay.
He was massive.
Yeah.
David Boston.
So, and he wore number 9 wore in number college. Because NFL, you haven't been able to wear number 9 until like the last 4 years.
I have. At Pro Football Reference, the most valuable number 9s of all time.
Okay. I mean, most of them are going to be quarterbacks,
that's
right?
That's right. You know who number 1 is?
Drew Brees.
Correct.
Yeah.
By a lot. Then Matthew Stafford. The highest rated receiver I could find to wear number 9, and this drives home the point that guys have not worn it that long, is Christian Watson.
Christian Watson.
Juju Smith-Schuster wore number 9 for a year. Here's Malik Nabers starting his career.
He's going to be the best number 9, at least non-quarterback
division. He could be the best number 9 to ever wear a receiver to wear number 9 by the bye week.
That's true.
He's got to pass Christian Watson, who's not terrible at all. He's pretty good.
Yep.
But anyway, Mike on a cell phone next up as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Following up on what you were just talking about with Joe Brady and Stephon Diggs, I mean, I'm very concerned about his ability to be a top offensive coordinator. I'm going to give you a couple examples just from the championship game. The first drive of the game, they targeted Kincaid twice. He caught the ball twice for a first down. The last drive of the game, he caught the ball 3 times, moved down the field. They went 3 full quarters without throwing him the ball when they were having problems moving the ball and getting first downs. James Cook, second half of the game, the defensive coordinator for Kansas City, figured out our run game. He runs 3 straight times for -7 yards. And then what do we do first and 10 at the 27-yard line with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game? We run him. He gains a yard, and now we're in a second and long situation. Gabe Davis, he would disappear for games and then would be a superstar in other games. And my concern is that Brady seems to isolate certain players in a game and forget about other players in a game. And then another game, he'll just flip the opposite. And he has to learn, and maybe it's a Josh problem, but he's got to learn to be able to use all of his players all of the time so that you get the benefit of each of them, not Gabe Davis one game and Shakir another. It makes it too easy to defend.
Well, I mean, game plan specific, this kind of gets to a point about like balance maybe. One game it can be one guy, one game it can be the next guy. As you get to the playoff game and talking about Kincaid and Cook, the thing I'll just keep going back to, and do you think the offense was good against the Chiefs in the playoff game? To me, that's the starting question. Do you think they had a good day? Lots of people do.
Right.
Efficiency-wise, they did. Scoring points against Kansas City, it was an elite defense this year, they did. My issue was, I felt they could have been a lot better. And they had 13 second and fours or less.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran on 10 of them.
Yep.
I don't want to do that this year. If you're telling me they're going to run on 10 of every 13 second and shorts, like when you have an opportunity to do some stuff, because, hey, it's second and 2, second and 3. What should you do here? Now, maybe they ran it because, again, they're afraid of Mahomes. But if that is his style and not the Mahomes plan, well, then I'm less upset about him doing it if it's like the Mahomes plan. If it's his style on second and 2s to be running it more than passing it,
mm-hmm.
I think the Bills' offense is going to be limited. So we'll see. We got to learn more about Joe Brady. He's a bright young mind in the league, and has had a lot of success in the college game and had some success here for the Bills. And, you know, he's building his offense, which could be different and could be great. I just don't want them to run on second and two all day.
Right.
And there's a big, big problem in that game. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I mean, they weren't bad on those plays. They converted, but I feel like it's a recipe to lose, especially in the games against the better offenses and the better opponents. Marcel Louis-Jacques joins us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the Dolphins. Ask him about Chase Claypool as well, the newest member of the Buffalo Bills who was in Miami last year. So if there's anything to say on Claypool, and find out what the Dolphins did in the draft. It's coming up 9 o'clock here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.